Jack and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how some of our members' phones just won't stop ringing.
Isn't that awesome?
That's the greatest thing there ever was.
It is.
I'll tell you about the phone ringing. If your phone's ringing a lot and you're not knocking it out of the park, something's really wrong.
Right.
In my case, if my phone was ringing a lot, I wouldn't answer it.
That's how you, well, no, it depends on what, yes, it depends on what you're trying to do. So.
And who's around you? Like,
you know.
I have Jill.
Who's calling you and for what reason?
Right.
You know, hey, maybe they're selling you that classic car that you offered on. Oh, you're going to answer those phone calls all day long.
Yeah, that's
correct?
True.
So thank you. So it's not that you don't talk on the phone. It's just your, you know, there's certain things you don't like talking about, which is a lot of things. Although, wait, that's what's funny. If you listen to our show, you notice that there's topics that we just don't cover because Jack just doesn't want to go there.
Like what? What do you think I don't want to cover?
Well, there's a lot of woman needs that I would really like to get out. Just kidding. If you're going to ask.
Women's issues?
You know, I want this to be the Jill and Jack show once in a while.
All right. We're going to start right now. Welcome to the
today.
Jill and Jack show. Yeah, yeah. This is a topic.
No, because I want to totally change the topic. We keep saying that. I'm going to throw one in there sometime. I'm going to do the Jill and Jack show. Today we're talking about, you know, why women don't understand men.
I think that's what this show should be about right now. I want to hear all about this.
Okay. Well,
we'll get to the ringing thing in a minute.
We'll get to that. Seriously.
Oh, wait. We have to take a question first.
Yes, we do.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Daryl B. asks, hi, everyone. I just uploaded my first mailer to go out via Offers to Owners. It's taken me longer than I had planned, and it's not perfect, but it's done. I just wanted to thank a few people that have helped me in the short time that I've been part of this community. Your calls and emails have provided the support and feedback when it was needed. As I grow in this business, I'll continue to count on you, and I hope to be able to give back to you as well. Oh, and the huge, do you want me to say any of these?
I think he tagged a bunch of people. But as long as you don't use anyone's last name, I think it's fine.
Yeah, Rowdy and Kyria and Craig and Pete and Kurt and Jason and Nate, Nat. And a huge thank you to Jack and Jill for creating Land Academy, the best group of sharing and generous people I've come across in a long while. Oh, it's
That's why we
tearing
did this.
Me up. I know. Now we're getting ready to go to Frisco, Colorado in a couple days to make some family memories snow tubing with our 3-year-old twins.
Excellent.
That's so awesome.
We have a really good group here.
I know. Oh, thank you.
And you're welcome. Seriously, you're welcome. This is why we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we talked, Jill and I talked about in the after show, you know, where this is all going. Mm-hmm. We're going to get back to our roots and buy and sell property and film it all mm-hmm. for everyone to see.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what better education that there is.
Exactly.
Not get back to it because we're heavily into it now, but really realize what we set up over the last 2 decades.
Steer our focus.
That said, let's talk about women's issues and what women want.
Oh, gosh, Jack. Jack, that's a series of shows, maybe a month long. Series of shows.
A month only?
No, not just women's issues, but one of them is women don't understand men. You know,
hold on, let me read this.
You men. You want to read what?
Today's topic.
Okay.
What to do when your phone won't stop ringing. This is the meat of the show. All right, back to this woman thing. I got to keep the show going or else it'll be like 4 hours.
Oh, okay. We throw that in there and we're really not still on the topic. But, well, we can come back to
so
my
women
thing.
Don't understand men when?
Yeah, just the point. Oh, my goodness. Most of the time.
Because men completely understand women. We've got it licked.
See, well, my point is it goes both ways. That's really was my point. We don't need to get into too much detail. But if you think that we walk around knowing exactly what's going to happen and we're trying to push your buttons or we're trying to get something out of you or we're just trying to get our way or just whatever you think it is, most of the time we're not. We really don't understand you that well. We may act like we do and pretend that we do, hoping you'll believe that we do. It's like being a mom. We tell our kids we have eyes in the back of our heads. We don't, obviously. We just guessed right. So that's it with guys, too. Half the time we guess right, you know? And that's it. But we really don't understand you. So you're
I wonder why it's got set
you're
up
not
like
alone
this.
in your relationship confusion. To spin on our words, you're not alone in your real estate ambition or your relationship confusion.
Why do you think it's set up like this? Like, wouldn't you think it would all be set up where we all just get along?
Keep us on our toes.
Yeah, I would think. I don't know.
Keep you moving forward. Keep you wanting to do things and grow and build society and make it better. And things like this won't stop ringing. Can we get to that now?
I have some more questions and I'll bring them up in a few minutes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so if your phone's ringing, you send out a bunch of mail or however, whatever business you're in, your phone's ringing a lot, you realize pretty quick what a good ringing and a bad ringing is. You know, if you're constantly, here's a great example in our business. Long, long time ago, I sent out a bunch of postcards that said I'm interested in buying your real estate, and all my phone did was ring, and I answered it, and nothing ever happened. So you don't want to make your phone ring for stupid reasons. Like, if you took an ad out on Facebook and said, free beer,
right,
call this number, I think your phone would ring.
Probably.
That's not good.
Right.
So I think this show is about what to do when your phone won't stop ringing, and everybody on the other, you did everything right, everybody mm-hmm. on the other end of the line wants to sell you their property mm-hmm. for half of what it's worth.
I'm going to read the message that came in. Jack got a notification on one of our YouTube shows from one of our members. So I was going to read the note that came in because it was so funny. And then I was going to add some comments to it because it's really just valuable. So the message is, I'm trying to listen to your videos while doing mailers. The phone keeps ringing with land buyers and it's 9:00 at night. I've got many different buyers today offering good looking terms. Back office took the calls as my kids were sick, so now I'm reviewing the offers and I have 15 of them that look good enough for me to accept. Gotta send a lot more mail before the postage goes up. Thanks, guys. Luke. It was just such a good, he just took a moment out of his evening to say, you guys started me on this path. Thank you. And that's the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
It was really, really good.
So what's your takeaway on that?
So I have a couple things I want to share. Number one is, it's important to be available. One of the reasons this guy kills it is because he is up at 9:00 at night with sick kids, reviewing offers. It just doesn't stop.
Right.
You know? So that's the thing. He is successful because he takes the time to be there and run his business. You can't, there's some things you can outsource and some things you can't.
Right.
Like right now, like he said the back office took the calls, but still reviewing the offers and looking at them and you know, putting the money down, that's the stuff you got to keep close to the vest,
right.
You know, and you have to make those decisions. Only someone else can. So the other note I wanted to make about this was, this guy, like you and I, we don't know how not to go at things 100 miles an hour. And sometimes it's not a good thing. But the best thing that I've learned is to really be successful. Yeah, go at it. If you're going to do it, like Jack has said, you know, if you're going to, even if you're making a mistake, go 100 miles an hour, go all in, you know, and make it good, man. So don't be wishy-washy. Make a decision and go for it. Commit. And then one of the things I've noticed about this guy is when he takes a break, doesn't take a lot, but he does. And he takes a 100% break. Like we all know when he travels.
Yeah.
You know, we did that too, just over the holidays. Right. It wasn't a lot. We just took a few days.
Sure. No, there's a right way and a wrong way to take time off.
Mm-hmm.
Jill's really good at that. It's just unplugging everything and really taking time.
That's
off.
Right. Thank you. I thought we were going to make a joke about like, what did I do?
So, you know, about 2 years ago, I was laughing at you all the way through that. Like, I don't really take a break and I'm proud of it. But no, you were right.
Thank you.
Chalk one up for Joe.
Thank you.
You got to unplug everything and just get out of it.
You do. I don't look up. You'll, there's times that you come to me in the morning and go, gosh, did you see this email? I'm like, nope. Haven't looked yet.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
still
true.
Enjoying my coffee and, you know, here, you want to, want
totally
some fruit?
True.
You know, so that's it. So, what did you want to add?
I just think that generally, I am not a fan of the phone ringing at all. And for years and years, we ran the company, long before Joe, with no phone ringing at all, with no phone number, literally with no phone number, and did very, very well. So, but I mean, at some point you have to take it to the next level.
I think two things have changed. Number one, I think if your phone had been available, I wonder how much more business you could have done.
That's true.
Number one. And then number two, I sincerely think things have changed.
I do too.
So, and now like we talk about transparency and you and I and social media and having your face out there and your face on your website, you know, we all know what Steve Jobs looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We all know what Warren Buffett looks like.
Sure.
We all know what these guys look like.
No,
it's
no.
It's different now.
Again, your way is better.
Thank you. And
getting the phone to ring was not, there was a window in the .com, history of .com development where it was not, it could have, it, everybody wanted it to replace customer service, replace right. phone traffic, replace everything. And there was just an email address, you communicate that way and it's over. And I think for a while, people got away with that, me included, but that's just, people need to connect to other people.
You are so correct. Remember when the banks, I remember mm-hmm. with financial institutions, they were really big into this too. I felt like, where did all their people go? They had no one to answer the phones anymore. It was only email. And now, and they tried it, clearly it failed, and now it's back. And even, you know, as I noticed too, is interesting, remember during that phase, they would charge us, some banks were going so far as to charge you for walking in the bank.
Yep.
They were trying so hard to get to have any human contact.
Right.
And so you would get an extra charge. And I think that all went away. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Me too.
So they figured that out. But back to what Jack said too, the whole thing is doing it right, you know, running your business and getting the right people calling. And man, once you got it and you have your phone keeps ringing with the right people, don't stop. Don't let your foot off the gas.
If you have what it takes to make your phone ring from the other people on the end of the line are customers, either they're buying property or they're selling property and they're serious, right? They're not just here to chat about it. Then I'm going to seriously encourage you to take a couple steps back and say, all right, this is what I've done with myself. I have what it takes to make the phone ring with sellers mm-hmm. of real estate that are anxious to sell their property for way less than it's actually worth today. So when you really philosophically think about that, mm-hmm. should I be answering the phone?
Right. No, you should be making every, that's our joke. You were right. Half joking, half serious. When
that's
I
right.
got involved, it was like, Jack, make my phone ring. And he said, all right, hold on to your hat. And he did.
And what I should be doing is installing another phone.
And another making, person.
And making that ring.
Uh-huh.
And then installing another one and uh-huh. making that ring. And that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're constantly hiring transaction coordinators for that reason. So
exactly.
when your phone won't stop ringing with the right people, don't change a thing. Just get some more people to answer it.
Yep.
And get the right people, by the way, to answer it.
Exactly.
I learned that the hard way, too.
Exactly. Well, you know, like Luke said, too, it's so important in our business to have someone answer the phone. Oh, we had a consulting call just this week where a guy said, oh, well, should I just let it go to voicemail first and screen them that way? Nope. I'm not a fan because, yeah. again, it's there's such a chance of someone, that's the one time they're going to call and they're not going to come back.
Right.
They're going to move on. They're not going to leave a message. You miss that opportunity.
Yep.
So, you know, real estate, you know, realtors know this one. Most realtors answer, well, not everyone. Oh, that's not true. I'm trying to think now. I thought realtors were good at answering their phones, but now I'm thinking of a handful that aren't good. But if you're a good realtor, you answer your phone, I think. You need to be there. Mm-hmm. Don't you, Jack?
Well, I think that answering your phone and providing providing an experience for the person that's on the other end of the line, you're either born with that or you're not.
Yeah.
And I am not.
Jack, what kind of experience would you like to get on the other end of the line? I gotta ask. That was pretty...
Where is your mind today?
What the heck kind of sentence is that?
I think, here's what happened.
Where did you just go? Who are you calling? And what are these charges on our credit card bill?
I was watching a well-known comedian talk to another comedian on a television show about... when they're not being a comedian, when they're walking down the street.
Right.
And how everybody just expects you to be that person. And the one comedian said, are they wrong?
Yeah.
Are they? If you're going to walk down a street in New York City.
Yeah.
And you have chosen this path in your life to be incredibly, famous.
Yeah.
Are you going to bitch about it and say, you know what? Today, I'm not going to perform while I walk down Fifth Avenue. I'm just going to be my regular old self. No, you can't do that.
You can't. You signed up for it.
So that's, honestly, I love where you're going with this whole, you know, customer experience. However, if the truth of it is, if you did all the stuff to get you where you are and your phone's ringing like kooks.
Right.
Answer it the right way. Put a show on.
It's awesome.
Or whatever version of that is. Provide that experience that the person wanted to call. Here's an example.
I'll put a show on for the caller.
The caller.
Oh.
If Mrs. Sally Jones wants to sell her house and she got your letter and the price is acceptable, but she's really concerned about cleaning the garage out.
Mm-hmm.
The person that works for us has been trained, you know, by Jill to say, Mrs. Jones, I will make sure that somebody in our group
makes we'll get you set up or whatever
you're concerned
it is.
About in that garage that's bugging you.
Don't worry about it.
Yep. And then, and here's the thing, we do this all the time, and she basically just makes that person really mm-hmm. comfortable. Obviously, it goes without saying, without selling them anything or taking advantage of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jack.
Join us tomorrow where we discuss coach seat rash.
That's mine. I picked it. And we answer your questions. Should you have one, post it on jackjill.com. Our online community is found there.
When Jill sits in coach, she gets a rash.
Oh, gosh. We'll explain.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Okay. So we went a couple different directions on that, but I think we got our point across because there's a lot of ways you can take it.
Yeah, I agree.
What was your most important point of the phone ringing?
You know, we don't ever talk about it. And here's, you know, we don't talk enough about, Jill, separating our responsibilities and how freaking lucky we are.
That's
both
true.
Both of us. Because the point that I was making here is I'm so lucky that I don't actually have to anymore take calls at 9 p.m.
Right.
To sell property.
Or at all.
Yeah, that's what
or
I'm saying.
Or at 9 a.m.
Because I've proven myself.
Or at 1 p.m.
I've proven myself that I can make the phone ring with the correct people, and that the other stuff is just order processing within reason.
More importantly, we just want you to sit in the back office and make our phones ring. Let's be honest.
I'm telling you.
That's the goal.
If you own the company and you're annoying, you can get out of doing a lot of stuff.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and
inspiration
to buy undervalued property.